part three of the Buzz Bubble with Peter Shankman. Now back to our host, Kevin Kelly, on the Buzz Bubble.
Well, that's great. Let's get to know Peter a little bit. What's your runner-up career? What if, you know, if this wasn't it, you know?
I'm fortunate enough to sit on the Civilian Advisory Council for NASA.
Huh?
I get to go to launches. I get to watch rockets. I get to play with rockets. Next month, I'm meeting President Obama and Prime Minister Cameron. If I was smart enough, my runner-up career would be astronaut. Hands down, I'm not smart enough. And I'm the first person to admit that. Which is why it's so freaking cool to be on the Civilian Advisory Council. I'm like, I'm not smart enough, but I'm
going to
NASA.
You know, you joystick, you take off.
I also think I would have been a great teacher. Both my parents are teachers. And I think it would be a pretty awesome teacher.
I think I'd agree with that. You're kind of teaching everybody every day, all the people that follow you.
If I had the body, Chippendales would put me through college, but I never had the body.
So that's third choice. Okay. BU graduate, huh? Speaking of education, huh? Boston, big fan.
A couple days ago, but yes, big fan. I was actually College of Basic Studies. It's now called the College of General Studies, but it was the hey, you're not really smart enough, or you've screwed up too much in high school. I went to high school performing arts, so I was a great singer and actor. Math, not so much. And so BU, they had this program, College of Basic Studies, where they'll take you in and they'll give you a 2-year shot. And if you survive, you're automatically transferred to the college of your choice. So I spent 2 years getting my ass kicked, and then was automatically into College of Communications. Busted my ass in CBS, or College Basic Studies. By the time I got to comm, the last 2 years, I carried a 4.0 without even trying. I'd gotten so beaten down in CBS, it was awesome. I'm like, oh, you want me to write a 300-page here? You know, done. I did it in my sleep at CBS, so it was great. BU was such an amazing school.
Love Boston, I was there 4 years.
Great
college, good
time.
It's the best place. Maybe I'll get my kids there, I don't know, we'll see. The cats, I hear a lot about the cats.
Unfortunately, there's one cat. Karma passed away this past summer.
Oh, sorry.
But NASA, I believe, is in... Let's get out of frame for a second. I believe NASA's over here, and hopefully sleeping with my ass up every night. Yeah, good morning. Sorry to wake you, deal with it. This is NASA.
Sorry, you're only going to get 22¾ hours of sleep today, NASA.
NASA is a... Found him about, 12 and a half years ago now. And he's my boy.
Yeah, he's
lived in the shadow of his sister for all those years. So after his sister passed away, he's all like, this is my place now.
I am the king.
He's like loving this stuff now. So he runs all around. He wakes us up at 3 a.m. But he's a good boy. He's a good boy. I love him.
So how'd you get into triathlons? And when are you jumping out of a plane next? And can I join you?
Sure, come with me anytime. I have 254 scout-ups, 256 scout-ups. One of my favorite things in the whole world.
Really?
NASA's like, what the hell, dude? I was sleeping.
That's it? There's no, like, you know. We'll interview you later.
For running, I got into running about 15 years ago. I had an employee who told me, you should start running. I said, why? Because you walk everywhere. You should start running. I said, what's the difference? She goes, running makes you lose weight and thinner people get laid more. Honest to God, those are her words. And next
good
day
enough.
Next day I started running.
It's funny what inspires
us, marathons. Hey, you know what? You take what you get. After a few marathons, my ADHD kicked in. I'm like, okay. It's boring. What else is there? Oh, there's something biking too. So my first sprint triathlon, got hooked on that.
Wow.
Triathlon actually has an incredibly high number of ADHD people and also recovering addicts. And it makes perfect sense. I mean, I totally see it. You know, today's day one of 6 months of training. It's constant focus on that, busting your ass on. So yeah, it's great stuff.
And the Ironman is August?
Ironman is August 11th, New York City Ironman. First one ever in New York City.
People that might not know, Ironman is
2.4 mile swim.
Okay.
112 mile bike ride and a full 26.2 mile marathon, all within 17 hours. Or as people say when I say that, they go, what the f- is wrong with you?
17 hours. And I saw, did you say you wanted to
I
be
did my
out
first
the...
one in 1545.
And you wanted to be
like
at the 13
something? My second
something?
One 13 and a half. Yeah,
wow.
That's my goal for this year. This one is 13 and a half.
Well, I bet you'll do it. So I'm going to keep an eye on skydive and what you do.
Yeah, anytime.
Where do you do it? Do you do it
here in different state? Near Purchase.
Okay.
I go down to Florida about once a month during the winter just to get a couple of jumps in. But yeah, as soon as it gets warmer, man, we totally got to take you up.
I will take you up on that. Okay, so buzz round. 10 rapid fire questions.
Okay.
Just to get a little into your head a little more. SpongeBob or Bugs Bunny?
Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, thank you very much. Apple or Android?
Both. I'm an Apple person, but I have an Android phone because when the iPhone first came out and I really wanted it, it didn't go overseas.
Oh.
Verizon, and I spend a lot of my time overseas. I needed it.
Okay. So you're sticking with
the Android, but I'm definitely a MacBook Air person.
Yeah, I saw like one.
Yeah, there's five MacBooks joking around.
Steak or tofu?
Steak.
Okay. Ginger or Marianne?
Probably Marianne.
Okay.
I think Ginger just would have been too high maintenance. Marianne would have been totally chill.
Who goes to the jungle and wears an evening gown?
Exactly.
I mean, Nate.
Cruiser was.
Right. geek or nerd?
Action. Probably Geek. I mean, the company I run is Geek Factory.
Yeah.
I think, you know, Geek, I was definitely called a geek growing up, and it's nice to have some payback on that. So I'm probably a geek more than a nerd.
Isn't it nice? Yeah. Like, you know, we work with a badge now. We were the kids that were like, oh, geek. I'm like, yeah, you wait. Nature or nurture?
I'm going to say nurture. Someone did a really interesting study on me. They wrote a PhD thesis on me. They studied my ADHD. Well, they studied my ADHD tendencies, and their thesis was that you have these two tracks. People with ADHD, either depending on the nurture that they have, they either go ADHD positive or ADHD negative. ADHD positive is where they either take medication or they find other ways to self-medicate. For me, I self-medicate. I run. I do triathlons. I skydive. I speak publicly. That's all self-medication. Same hormone, same adrenaline, same dopamine that you get from taking like Ritalin. ADHD negative is people who didn't have those advantages, who didn't grow up. I grew up in public schools and had to learn to defend myself really early, learn how to make the best of my life. People who don't have those advantages tend to self-medicate in negative ways, drugs, crime, whatever. So I believe nurture. I believe nurture saved me and put me on that path.
I believe it. Truth or dare?
Oh, it's actually a question.
We're not going to play. So the next round, truth or dare, we're going to play. No, if you had to pick one.
Probably dare.
Okay, I have a feeling, you know, we just talked about jumping out of planes, triathlons.
Truth's too scary. Dare's less scary.
Favorite compound curse word?
Compound curse word. You know, no one says MF or like Samuel L. Jackson. I would love that one, but one is personal favorite that I tend to say under my breath a lot. Son of a bitch, bastard, motherless goat.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think that's a record. That's an absolute Buzz Bubble record.
It's part Die Hard, part South Park, I think that came from. So.
Okay, we'll buy that. Let's see, if you were driving a fire truck, would you want to be the front or the back?
I'd probably want to be the front, although the back probably gets away with more. The back can like clip cars as he's making the turn and like totally go, sorry!
Right, so you'd be in the front going, not me! All right, so the last question, if you, you know, we all meet our maker someday. So you're in heaven, you walk through the gates, God comes up to you and he says, what would you prefer that little tidbit be?
As long as he doesn't ask me how to get more fans or followers, I'm totally cool with it. He can say anything he wants.
All right. Well, with that, Peter, thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure. I appreciate you making some time. And thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you next week on the Buzz Bubble. Thanks.
That's it for the Buzz Bubble with guest Peter Shankman. Coming up, our coverage of Common Pitch and Social Media Week with Alex Boguski.
I'm a nervous wreck. I can't really remember what I'm supposed to say right now, and I'm trying to come up with that is. Where do I put my hands?
You could hold this, actually. Yeah.
No, I don't want to presume. Yeah. We've talked about that.
Next week on the Buzz Bubble.